Hi, friends. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. I am waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 13th, 2026. That is the inspired solar lunar calendar date of Sivan 28, 57, 87. So, we are continuing now in Hosea, chapter 9, verse 1. Most powerful prevails, that is the meaning of the phonetic word Israel. You must not rejoice for joy like kinfolk. Why would he not want us to rejoice for joy? Well, this is why. He goes on to explain, you practiced immorality against your most powerful. You like a gift in all threshing floors. So basically, men work for sex and they'll pay anybody to have it. So we live in a depraved, immoral, death-choosing society. Verse 2, threshing floor and wine press do not feed them. Wine will fail in her, so we're going to see devastating consequences for this behavior. We will be punished severely. They will not remain in Eternal Originator's land. So he gives us a land and he kicks us out. That's what he did anciently and that's what he does today. Productive worthless, that is the meaning of the word Ephraim. Will return to double stronghold. That's going to be a horrible place to go now, and it was then too when they went. They will eat what is impure in level plain, that is Assyria. There were terrible consequences for their evil and their captivities that both of them experienced. They will not pour out wine to Eternal Originator, nor will they be pleasing to him. Their slaughters are like food of idolatry for them. We need to understand that all of our religious practices basically are idolatrous. All eating it will be defiled. Their food for their person must not enter Originator's place. This is talking about the temple or the sacred idea of worship. And that is what he says about our pagan festivities, our celebrations, our Christmas, Easter, and all the others. Verse 5, what will you do for the day of an appointed occasion and for the day of Originator's celebration? Verse 6, you will notice they will go from the violence. There's going to be terrible violence continuing. Devil's stronghold will gather them. That was anciently what happened with Egypt. Having attacked them, height will inter them. That's talking about killing them. A thistle is desirable for their silver. They don't have any values in money, and we're that way today. A briar takes possession in their homes. That happened anciently, and it is happening again. Verse 7, days of punishment come. Days of punishment. Days of recompense come. We cannot imagine how horrible these days and weeks and months just ahead of us will be. Most powerful prevails will know. The presenter is foolish. The spiritual man rules, or excuse me, raves Misread that. Sorry about that, everybody. He raves through insanity. He's so spiritual, that's called insanity, but it's not what we look at as insanity. He raves through insanity about the abundance of your guilt and great enmity. They have no idea what's going on, but they are worthless. Perceived productive, worthless one watching is with my mighty one. And the presenter is Trapper's snare on all his ways. So we are so demonically infested. They were anciently, we are today too. Satanic animosity is toward most powerful's place. Verse 9, they are deeply corrupted. We are so terribly corrupted in this country and so on around the world. Like the days of Hill, we will remember their guilt. He will take care of their offenses. When Supreme takes care, it is death. He sees to it that we get what we chose. We choose death instead of life. We die horrible deaths. Verse 10, I found most powerful prevails like grapes in desert. I saw your papas like a prime ripe fig on the fig tree at its start. They went to Lord, that is Baal, open wide, Peor, and differentiating themselves with shame. They like terrors. This is the very picturesque statement of how evil they were and how evil we are at this time, just identical in many ways. And I'm going to check on this. Okay, dedicated themselves to shame. That's the way it should have been translated. Dedicated themselves to that shame. Okay, glad I checked on it. It didn't sound right. And sorry, in previous preparations yesterday and today, I just didn't catch it. Yeah, they like what is detestable. It's not quite the same as what I had put down here. Okay. So they like detestable horrors. Verse 11, productive worthless causes their honor to fly away like the flyer from bearing, from womb, and from conception. There is no real honor. Verse 12, they bring up their sons, I will bereave them from the humans, and will be bereaved. That means suffering great losses to death. Wretchedness is for them. I will turn from them. Productive, worthless is like what I saw for rock planted in a habitation. Productive worthless will bring his sons to one killing. We are making that the case, as we call it, abortion, which is a lie. We're murderers. We murder the unborn. Verse 14, eternal originator, you give to them what you give. You give to them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. That's supposed to be a curse, not something we would desire or cause. All their misery is enrolling. I was hostile to them there over the evil of their actions. That's what Supreme says. I will expel them from my place. I will no longer be fond of them. We don't understand just how serious this matter is. We will, the hard way, yeah. Verse 16, productive worthless will be struck. Their root will dry up. They will produce no result. There will be no real product of anything by any of us in the English-speaking world. What they generate, I will kill, desire with their womb. Verse 17, my mighty one will reject them. That is, my most powerful will reject them, Hosea says. They have not heeded him. They will be wandering in ethnic groups. So, in conclusion, I want to just discuss today's events. We see in the news today, horrible things are happening, and everything that is occurring is just getting worse throughout this country, in the English-speaking world especially. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee lying, coveting, stealing, and all the various evils that we practice in society. We must be being renovated. We must be being converted, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.